How's it going, Sarah?
Pretty good.
So this week we're going to talk about a couple stories that you've been working on. The state is building a giant new model of the Mississippi River, and the idea is that they want to be able to better study sediment and how it flows through the river, and how making changes to it, like punching holes in it for diversions, how that will affect the larger landscape. You actually went to Baton Rouge to check it out. You got a sneak peek. Tell us what it looks like in there. Paint the picture a bit.
Right. It looks like when you're looking down on it, it's just a big white table, bigger than a high school gym. And it's made out of 1 foot thick foam, and there's a river cut through it. There are little tiny bumps, too, that replicate all the little bayous and stuff. And you can see where New Orleans is. The highest point is a trash dump, which is kind of interesting.
That's funny. So it's also a pretty expensive project. Why did the state want to spend all this money on it? What are they really trying to figure out? Why is it worth it to them?
Right. It's a way to ensure that the models, the computer models that they have, they can replicate that in a physical way. So they're going to send, with the computer, they're going to send water and fake sediment made out of black plastic through this river. And they have 20 possible locations of diversions cut out. And they're going to see whether the sediment goes through the diversions like they expect them to based on their computer models.
So you also worked on another story that took you a little farther west in the state to Vermilion Parish. It's about levees. Here in South Louisiana, we're all pretty familiar with levees. They're everywhere. In New Orleans, there are federal levees, like along the Mississippi River. But there aren't any federal levees in the area where you went, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. Flood Protection Vermilion Parish is pretty wild, wild west. There are a lot of people who have elevated their homes, which we see in this area as well. But there are also, like, the school district who has built levees around 5 of its schools. And these are 5-foot tall walls. They're no joke, real levees. And there, some of them are even stylized, like the high school has a big E engraved in the side for E-Rath.
Well, that sounds like it probably looks pretty nice. But what are the consequences for the landscape? I imagine there are some for the landscape, for the people, if everyone kind of has their own little fortress built around town. What are the implications there?
That's right. Any sort of hurricane protection system like a levee does affect the drainage of an area. So that is a concern. Does a levee that you put up affect your neighbor? Does it stop the water from moving across your property and add to the water on theirs? So that is a concern. But another concern is the social justice aspect of it. If it's left to their own devices, you know, only certain people are going to be able to afford such a thing. The levee system around ERATH High School and Middle School that I was talking about, that was a $4 million system. Now, much of it was paid for with grants, but still, even navigating that system is something that not everyone can do.
And so is there a plan to change that, to help out the people who can't fend off the water themselves?
Yeah, there is a very large levee that would run from Delcom to Abbeville in the 2017 Coastal Master Plan, but no funding has been identified for that project. So once again, it puts it back on this parish to attempt to justify the levee in an economic way. And also, any project in the Coastal Master Plan, the state requires that the parish put up part of its own funding to pay for the project. And the parish has been devastated by the oil and gas downturn. Vermilion Parish is very industry heavy, and they're finding themselves in a $3 million deficit right now.
Well, Sarah Sneath is coastal reporter at NOLA.com and Times-Picayune. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.